And so he said, I pray and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray that your whole, say whole.
Whole.
I pray that your whole spirit, not part of your spirit.
Okay.
See, sometimes we are operating the spirit. Next time we open something there. But he said, I pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body, your what? Whole spirit, not some of your spirit, not some of your soul, not some of your body. We already know that he said it, and that's why we prepare ourselves, because we know when we live holy, when we live for God, the devil going to attack us in every area. He's going to attack you in your soul. He's going to attack you in your body. And he's going to attack your spirit. And the way he attacks your spirit, he want to give you the wrong words to speak in your spirit. And get doubt and unbelief in that. And that's no part of a child of God. I have no business, you have no business with doubt in you. Because you were made, when you were born again, you were made brand new. And doubt didn't come with the package. You are a believer. That's who you are. And we have no business doubting God. Can't find not one single time if God ever failed, God ever lied. Can't find it. We find where men lie, find where the devil lie, find where church folk lie, find where preachers lie, you can find all that, but you can't find it on God's record. And then somebody come, yeah, but get your yeah, but stuff out of my faith. God said it, that's how it is. Now, Lord, teach me, show me how to get, I know somewhere I hadn't got it. Show me how to get a hold to this, because you said it got to be the truth. It can't be nothing else but the truth. So I need to find out, because I know somewhere I haven't gotten it yet. Anybody in this house? And so he said, I pray that your whole spirit, and then because things, little pressure get on, and you whisper, lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I said that before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take, and nothing happened. Or you, whatever, anyway. You didn't take time to find out what the scripture, you just heard somebody else say that. And that's why we got to be a student of the word. We got to become diligent about the word. We got to know that everything I need is in this word. I don't have to look anywhere else. I need to spend the rest of my life, eternity, as I live in here, because everything I need is in here, and everything out there, I don't need it. It's a lie. So I won't get distracted. I won't get pulled to the side, because I know where it's at. You trying to find, dig for water, and you out there up in the top of the tree. You ain't going to find no water up there. And that's what Satan had hoodwinked the church, trying to find something to satisfy them out there. You won't find it. It's in Christ. That's the only place you're going to ever find life that will satisfy you and make you whole and satisfy you to the fullness in Christ and in Jesus and Him alone.
Yes, my God, yes.
Be it spirit, be it soul, be it body, be it marriage, be it single, be whatever, you only going to find what you need to satisfy you and give you what you need is in Christ, in this word. You can try the casino, you can try the gambling hall, you can try all these things, and you may get temporarily thrilled by it, but you're going to wind up unsatisfied, confused, messed up, in trouble. Nobody have ever lost their mind digging in the word. Nobody. I said nobody. But you people get religious and cocky and get off in following these witchy spirits and all this stuff. Yeah, you see them foolish thing doing something. But nobody had ever taken a diligent study in search of the word and lost their mind. They really did. They found the mind of Christ. And they didn't come out kooky and cocky and stupid and crazy. You got some people read a few scriptures and they want you to, and they know they ain't living too much. And they want to impress me and try to impress. You can't impress a person that's in the word and full of the spirit. And you get all kooky and cocky. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Like you do that all the time. You just need to get real. Just need to get real. Putting on a trying to. You don't need, just live your life before God. And it's right to praise God. But you're putting on all that stuff. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you. Put some pressure on you. Fall apart like a $2 shoe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we need to find if I'm going to be strong, if I'm going to be assertive, if I'm going to be steadfast, if I'm going to be unmovable, it's going to be in this word. We go to school, we go to different university, we go to different seminaries and whatever. That's all right. You're going there to learn something, but if you're going to, you can go to every one of them, get every kind of degree you can get. If you don't have this word, you're a kook. An educated kook. Now this word is what's going to fix you in a position that nothing moves you, shake you. And when trouble comes, you are fixed. And when it's all over, you're still standing because you can't be moved. This solid rock cannot be moved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you got some little religious saying somebody didn't give you, first little wind puff blows it away. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.